The owners of 90 nuclear power plants across the United States are asking the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for permission to increase the amount of power their plants can generate. The move would also boost their profits. One of the plant operators seeking this change is the Entergy Corporation, which owns Vermont Yankee, one of the nation's oldest nuclear plants. Entergy wants a 20% power increase, or uprate as it's called, for Vermont Yankee, but the bid has attracted protests because of the plant's age and safety problems. Joining me now is Isha Williams, who covers the nuclear power industry and Vermont Yankee for the Valley Advocate newspaper in Western Massachusetts. Using Vermont Yankee as a starting point, he's here to talk about the controversy over this latest trend in the nuclear power business. Hello, Isha. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Why is Entergy seeking to increase the power there?
They will generate 20% more power. They can sell that, make 20% more profits without major investments in the plant. They're in business to make money, and they see this as a good way to do it.
So how well has the plant performed? I mean, how reliable is it, and what kind of problems has it had?
Vermont Yankee, by and large, has been a very reliable source of energy. It's only in recent years, as the plant has aged, that it's had a few problems. This year, cracks were discovered in a critical component of the plant, actually 20 cracks. There was a fire in a non-radioactive part of the plant that required the plant to be shut down for almost 3 weeks.
What about the question of compromising safety by increasing the power output? The companies, what do they tell you is the margin of safety will happen? Even if this plant were to go up by 20% in power generation, they must be presenting convincing evidence to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that they can do that safely. What is that evidence?
Well, Steve, that's an excellent question. And to be perfectly honest, it does increase risk. There is an increase. You run this power plant 20% harder, hotter, faster than it's ever been run before. At a time when it's developing cracks, it's over 30 years old, it's been running 24 hours a day, almost 7 days a week for 32 years, this does increase risk. What does Entergy say? They say this plant was over-designed when it was designed back in 1967. The engineers incorporated extra protections, just like when they build a bridge. They design it for the worst possible hurricane times 10. Vermont Yankee was built to withstand more than the worst possible accident that could happen. But ultimately, the safety margins are reduced. The federal government has estimated that 7,000 people would die within a year of a serious accident at Vermont Yankee. And in fact, early September this year, Vermont, for the first time of any state in the country, any one of these so-called uprates or power increases, the state of Vermont has intervened, has petitioned the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for the right to have a hearing to express its concerns about just this issue, about safety.
Now, what's the public response been to Entergy's request to increase the power at Vermont Yankee?
Well, there's only been one hearing so far in the area around Vermont Yankee. The town is called Vernon, a town of about 2,000, where Vermont Yankee is based. And the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission sent a group of high-ranking officials from its headquarters in Washington to come out to Vernon. And they held the hearing at the elementary school, which is right across the street from the nuclear power plant. And I think they were surprised. I think it's fair to say they were surprised by the turnout. Over 500 people turned out in this town of 2,000. And I was at the hearing. It lasted far beyond when it was supposed to end. It started at 7 o'clock at night and went, I think, about till midnight. And I think it's fair to say that 99% of the speakers were adamantly opposed to the uprate or to the power increase at Vermont Yankee.
And why did they say they were opposed?
People are concerned about the waste. There was never a deal between Vermont Yankee's owners and the people in the towns around it that there would be a permanent nuclear waste dump in their town for 10,000 years. They were given assurances that this waste would be shipped to Nevada, to the desert, to be buried under Yucca Mountain. And now that is very much in doubt. In fact, John Kerry has said that if he's elected, he will not yet let Yucca Mountain open.
So where will Vermont Yankee's waste go if not to Yucca Mountain?
Vermont Yankee's waste, 500 tons, is now sitting in what they call a spent fuel pool. It's like a giant swimming pool. It's 40 feet deep, and it's 7 stories high in this tall building on the side of the Connecticut River. That pool has been what they call re-racked. Basically, they've rearranged it so they can fit more waste in it than it was intended to hold. The way that pool works is that, and the reason nuclear power plants are always by a large body of water, a river, an ocean, is that they need huge amounts of water. Tens of thousands of gallons every hour to cool down this waste. If that water ever stops flowing around that waste, a nuclear fire would take place, and that would cause terrible consequences.
So what does the Nuclear Regulatory Commission look at when it considers whether or not a power plant, a nuclear power plant, can increase its power?
Well, that's a good question, and that's much in the news these days. Maine Yankee, which was another nuclear power plant similar to Vermont Yankee, that was closed in 1997 following an investigation, independent safety assessment, which was demanded by the public, by the communities around the plant, and by then-Governor Angus King of Maine. And due to this real rigorous public pressure, the NRC appointed independent observers and conducted a very rigorous inspection, thousands of hours. Engineers were crawling over this plant. They found so many safety problems at Maine Yankee that the owners found it cheaper to just close the plant than to fix all the problems. Now with Vermont Yankee, critics say the NRC is being much less rigorous.
So what do you think the odds are that the NRC is going to approve a power increase for Vermont Yankee?
Well, that's a big question in Vermont. The NRC has said it will issue a decision by January. There's never been this kind of public opposition. A state has never intervened, asked to intervene with the NRC regarding a uprate application or power increase application. The congressional delegation for a state has never intervened in this way and requested a congressional investigation. So at this point, it's anybody's guess. But if you were a bookie in Las Vegas, you'd look at the NRC's history, and it's 90-plus yeses, zero no. So that would make it seem that the odds are pretty good that Entergy will get at least some uprate, maybe not 20%, but at least some amount of power increase for Vermont Yankee.
Isha Williams covers the nuclear power industry for the Valley Advocate newspaper in Massachusetts. In 2003, he won Vermont's top award for investigative journalism from the Vermont Press Association. Thanks for taking this time with me today.
Thanks, Steve.
Coming up, a plea to keep life as humans have known it for thousands of years in southern Africa. Keep listening to Living on Earth.